Are your rotary baggers' frequent jams getting your company in a jam regarding its production goals? The problem may lie in the design of your machine's header area. It could be its poor bag alignment, limited flexibility, difficulty to clean, lack of integration with filling mechanisms, or a host of other issues. Get out of a jam and into a groove with HFS machines. If you suspect your machine will need to be replaced, have a look at the HFS machines available from the F&B packaging, inspection, and conveying experts at Pack and Inspect Group. They've partnered with Junipack, industry leaders in rotary bagger machinery, to offer HFS machines with highly flexible and precise header areas that will cut your jam rates down to zero. With Pack and Inspect Group's HFS machines, you'll have the perfect opportunity to boost your machinery's operation speeds, streamline your packaging processes, and process more bag sizes and types, so you can get back to smashing your production goals. Pack and Inspect Group's HFS machines will make it easy, since they're sourced from industry veterans with 40 years of experience. Your company's ability to achieve its production goals may very well depend on the design of your rotary bagger's header area. These are crucial system components, since they serve as entry points for packaging material. The bag placement mechanisms need to be precisely coordinated to ensure the material is properly aligned and prepared for the filling, sealing, and cutting processes. Improper alignment can cause hiccups throughout the machine's operation and reduce its efficiency and productivity, and perhaps keep your company from achieving its production goals. With Pack and Inspect Group's Junipack side gusset pouch and duplex operation machines, you won't have to worry about such problems. Their patented no-jam pouch feeding conveyors will ensure pouches are in an upright position as they're processed through the header area and until they arrive at the pouch grippers. Besides its jam prevention conveyor, the duplex operation machine also offers a header area capable of handling many different pouch styles, providing you with greater packaging flexibility. Even better, its dual-lane input and output design allows processing speeds up to 100 pouches per minute, maximizing throughput and efficiency, and elevating your overall productivity. While HFS machines are wonderfully flexible in handling all kinds of pouch sizes and types, there's a hitch. They can't form pouches, but if you're on the lookout for horizontal form fill and seal HFFS machines as well, Pack and Inspect Group can help you out with those too. Their line of HFFS machines features 14 models from renowned horizontal pouch machinery producer Fitech. They can package a wide range of products in sachets and pouches, food products, cosmetics, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and more. These machines can form, fill, and process stand-up, gusset, zipper, and flat pouches as well as those with top or corner valves. For the other aspects of the pouch filling and sealing process, though, Pack and Inspect Group's HFS machines definitely have you covered. Their header areas smoothly align with their cylindrical gripper designs for a seamless transition from pouch placement to pouch filling, boosting the machine's efficiency and productivity. Each gripper spring is protected from product spills and cleaning chemicals, so your machine will be easy to clean, longer lived, and more affordable to maintain. Besides these benefits, Pack and Inspect Group's HFS machines also offer you various techniques to sterilize and sanitize your products and preserve their freshness. Both the spout pouch fill and seal and the side gusset pouch machines include hot fill, steam injection, and nitrogen gas flushes. You can choose from several other techniques as well. With Pack and Inspect Group's efficient, flexible HFS systems, equipped with highly versatile, no-jam header areas, your F&B packaging company will be rocking its production goals in no time. To learn more, head over to the link in the summary.